The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
This morning I woke up and I had a little tingle.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the
Tingle
morning.
Where?
Oh, well, you'll find out. Well, no, you won't. That sounded creepy. MyTalk1071 and streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become Costco's very first totally nude free sample giver. Ladies and gentlemen, she has a pizza roll for you. It's Alexis Thompson.
You want one of my balls?
Oh.
I got a sample for you.
No, I'm good.
Hey, samples, I think, are coming back, guys.
They are coming back.
Those hot dogs and the drink for $1.50.
Yep.
Pretty cool. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Tom McLean.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Kenny's all brushed and ready to go. And good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Dreams of Reason Feast Day. Welcome to National Ex-Spouse Day. Welcome to International Day of Pink. Welcome to Look Up in the Sky Day. Welcome to National Bookmobile Day. Welcome to National Dolphin Day. Welcome to National Pecan Day. Welcome to National School Librarian Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Ba, 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 ba. Alexis Thompson.
Yes, Jason Matheson.
How was your coffee?
Oh, I just had my very first sip, and guys, it is life-giving.
Life-giving. Life-giving.
Yes. It is.
Is it fresh?
Mama was up late last night. Oh, it's super fresh. I did one of those cups today.
Oh, fantastic.
Press the little buttons and bam, I got a cup. How convenient.
I love this
world we're in.
I know. Dawn, on this Dolphin Day.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah. How are you celebrating? I mean, how's your tea, I mean?
Oh, my tea. It's self-confident. It's straightforward. It's relieved that the owner of it found their ID badge inside the building today.
Oh,
Oh, that's the worst feeling ever.
Yes.
Horrible feeling. Yes. Kenner Mattel.
Guys, I'm drinking the prednisone blend, so one problem being solved, but now I have a variety of other weird mystery problems, so I'm just going to try to hold on tight here and hope for the best.
Oh, my goodness.
I should just dip you in calamine lotion.
Scratch my elbow that I shouldn't be scratching.
Oh, but it feels so good.
Jason?
Well, you know what? I can't compete with Kenny's rash, so I'll just say mine is fantastic. My coffee is vivacious. It's full of moxie, full of fervor, and ready to go. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Well, let's play America's favorite new game. How's Kenny's rash today? Kenny, how
is it? The best thing about the rash is if I can stay busy enough, I don't notice it as much. And we are very busy this morning on the highways. Lots of crashes everywhere right now.
Really?
Including like... 169 is actually closed at 94 due to a crash on the median that involved both directions. So nobody's getting by on 169. Yeah, wrecks all over. Use caution this morning, folks. Drive like champions.
That's right. So Kenny will be very, very busy today. Very busy today on this Dolphin Day.
Trying to go to sleep is really hard, isn't it? Because then you're not moving.
Benadryl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is everybody else? Let's talk about others.
Okay. We wanted to focus on you, but okay.
I look like a ghost on the camera every day.
Oh, you do?
What?
Oh,
no. I've tried everything. This is so vain of me.
No, it's fine. Go ahead, Don.
Like, I've tried... I have a ring light on the camera. I've tried turning that off.
Oh,
I'll show
you.
Whatever you did. No.
Right, because then it focuses on your face. That's what you need.
It's the screen light.
Oh, that's what
it is.
I've
tried the light up and down. The ring light's off.
See, I have my fluorescence on.
Kenny is... Kenny is...
I turned my fluorescence off, and then now look at my forehead.
You have the screen face, too. Yeah.
So when I turn the overhead fluorescence on.
Oh, they have those in there.
What we're talking about is B. Arthur. Now it's worse.
B. Arthur.
B. Arthur has spy cameras now set up. That's what I call them. You guys can call them whatever you want, but they're B. Arthur spy cameras because we used to just record. Because again, I don't know if you guys know this, but we do radio. So, but now this is a visual medium as well. We used to just record one segment of our show for prosperity, for video. That was Would You Rather. But now...
And I was fine with that.
Yeah. B. Arthur went to Best Buy. There was a sale, obviously. And then she bought like...
It's actually Micro Center.
Fabulous. She bought Fitty cameras. I love that Dawn knows exactly where B. Arthur bought the cameras.
I'm the only one that spends time with her now in person. That's,
and you, there's a special place in heaven for you. But anyway, she bought 50 cameras, and now we record the entire broadcast on video. So that's what Dawn's referring to. Dawn's camera, like Kenny, looks like I could just reach out and touch him.
Yeah.
Alexis, the same way. I just want to touch her cheeks.
Yeah. You guys all look normal.
Touch you back.
You, Dawn, you're beautiful in real life, but you look like one of the apparitions from the Haunted Mansion.
It's so true.
Right now, yes.
It's so true. And everything I try.
Back.
Right now, the ring light's off, and I have what are they called? Fluorescence. Not the fluorescence, spotlights at a half level.
I think that's
the best I can do.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes in and out of focus, but when it is focus, you look really good, Dawn.
I mean, you're as pretty as a speckled pup.
Every day of the week.
Well, my talkers, if you want to see the apparition known as Dawn McLean, you can do so by easily subscribing. See how I got that shameless plug in here, Kenny?
I mean,
that's right. Broadcasting professional right here.
Subscribe where, Jace?
Thank you for asking, Lex. And that's what a good partner is right there. I'll take the ping pong ball and I'll say, please go to YouTube and type in My Talk 107.1.
And smash that subscribe button.
Please.
Isn't that what the kids say? Smash it.
Yeah. I think it is.
Like and subscribe.
They say smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It look, that's where the business is going over here at Fox. That's all we're doing. And I love it. It excites me. We're now on the talk shows on TikTok, and you would have thought I birthed a baby. I am so excited.
It's fun,
by
isn't it.
It is so fun. We're having a good time with it on the show. I hired a social media person, Harry, to help us out. We're wild about Harry. So he set us up with the TikTok, and it's fantastic. And we're having a good time. So I'm only picking on B. Arthur because it's what we do. But it's where the businesses are going.
Yeah.
We gotta be with the, whether, you know, kicking, we're gonna take Kenny kicking and screaming, but yeah, it's where we're going. So anyway. Mm-hmm. And we'll, Kenny's been doing this for a while over there on the podcast with Soosh. Yeah. You guys have been recording. You guys have been making adult films. I mean, podcast videos for a while over there.
Oh, no. I just thought of really, those guys making an adult film.
I know.
The scary Sorry, part for us is they're recording what we say off the air. We can behave ourselves when we're rolling, when tape is rolling.
Yeah.
We're doing a show, but it's the off the air portion where things get real vile and awful and horrible, and somewhere somebody is listening to us as this is happening.
Oh, because it's streaming, too. It's not just recorded.
It's not streaming, but somewhere in the building or at home, somebody's watching and recording and listening, they can hear everything we say. And and you have to keep in mind, we're awful, awful people. We're just
awful.
Horrible people.
It's just the way people are. We're all awful.
Yeah. So we've tried recently to always act like you're talking to a preacher or a nun, or there's one in the room, or your mom is there.
Yeah.
Always try to keep it cool.
Ooh. Yeah. And that's hard because
that's assuming that the preachers and the nuns are good too.
Yeah. None of you have been in the nunnery, and none of you would qualify to be in the nunnery.
No.
So.
Or even walk by.
And I knew a real nun. Her name was Nun.
Yes.
And she was in the nunnery until she escaped from the convent in the middle of the night down a rope made of sheets. That's right.
Lynn Blankenship.
That's right. Who just had a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Lynn. Yay. She is so nice.
She is.
I sat with her for a long period of time at one of your parties.
And one of my three oldest friends. I have the two lesbians, Angela and Sarah, better known as Original Recipe Lesbian and then Extra Crispy Lesbian.
Okay.
That's our nicknames for each other. And then the Nunners. The Nunners is my third friend ever in Minnesota. So Original Recipe Lesbian, Extra Crispy Lesbian, the Nun. There's my friends.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey, we have fantastic prizes in our listener rewards, including a micro one-room makeover. Shiver me timbers, Lex. That includes lighting accessories from Alexis's favorite lighting place, Southern Lights. 360 Painting Minneapolis will, paint. Furniture will be given to you from Putnam Farmhouse, and flooring from Great Floors, Minnesota, and Interior Impressions will help with the design. Enter keyword rewards at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Dolly Parton's ice cream's making news again. We'll tell you why when Hey Good Looking, What You Got Cooking comes on next. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do.
the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Well, take it from here, Hank.
Hey,
welcome back. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Don't you think maybe
our cooking, dining, and cocktail segment begins right now. And Alexis, speaking of country, Alexis has news, food news from the queen of country, Dolly Parton. What's going on, Lex?
Yeah, so she, at the beginning of April, had a collaboration for a limited edition ice cream. And this sounds so good, you guys. It's strawberry pretzel pie ice cream. So I was looking up, like, what is this? It's layers of salty pretzel streusel, sweet yet tangy cream cheese ice cream, and red lipstick strawberry sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I normally probably wouldn't sound good to me, but somehow that combination sounds fantastic, and you're eating ice cream for a good cause, because for every purchase, she donated to her imaginary library, which is a book giving program that gives free books to kids until the age of 5. So that's pretty cool.
Oh.
Well, here's the deal. The first time around, they only sold it at Jenny's ice cream shop, which is in Columbus, Ohio. They had so much traffic that there was 50 times the normal foot traffic on their website. It crashed it.
Whoa.
Yep. So they couldn't even, you couldn't even order it online if you wanted. Some moron even posted it on eBay for $1,000. No one bought it. But because it went for $12. So
yeah.
And they even said we're going to give 80% to her imaginary library. But still, that's still $200 going to them.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. But here's the good news is that they have announced they're doing it again. They've restocked, and tomorrow at noon Eastern time, for 2 days, they have 5,000 pints that they are going to sell. So,
well,
if you know someone out there, go grab some.
It is such a good PR marketing move to only do a limited amount. I mean, look at this. Look at the publicity. I mean, look at the look at the, because then what happened? Some idiot selling, like you said, some idiot decides, okay, we're going to sell on eBay. Then that becomes a story. So that takes over 2 days of a news cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the company can come back and do exactly what you just said, Lex. Oh, well, I guess we can make 5,000 more. And then, it's brilliant. Brilliant. Marketing brilliance right there.
And then we talk about it in our segment. See,
I didn't put this on the sheet, but I forgot the flavor combination for your story. Let me quickly do a sidebar. I for the first time yesterday, had what I guess is a Minnesota tradition that I never knew about.
Oh, yeah, I saw this segment on your show, right?
Lex, have you, I mean, you were not born here, but you've lived here for a long time. Kenny, you've been here. Yeah. I had never heard of the pretzel salad. You know how Minnesota has their salads, like Snicker salad and hot dish and all that stuff, the church salads.
Well, we were just talking about the popcorn salad. There's a pretzel salad?
Okay, there is a pretzel salad, and when I said that I didn't try this, the crew was like, what? I mean, I felt like I just landed here from your home planet, Lex. I said, I had never heard of it. So the crust of it, or the bottom of it, is crushed pretzels, cream cheese, and a Cool Whip. And then you put in a layer of like strawberry Jello, and then a layer of Cool Whip. The Jello is actually on top. Now look, it sounds weird, you know, the cream cheese and the pretzel and the Cool. I was a hater until and Jeff made it yesterday and we ate it on the show. Girl.
Yeah.
Girl. That is some good S right up in there.
It is.
That, really? That
is that
some
creamy, crunchy, salty.
Girl. I as the monkeys once sang, I am a believer. I am a believer in this salad. There is something about that flavor combo that works. Now, I would do raspberry Jell-O. Jeff grew up with strawberry. But,
wow.
I'm telling you.
I guess with that pretzel crust.
Yes.
It's not that. It's a bottom crust.
It's a bottom.
Cream cheese, pretzels, and whipped cream together.
And sugar. Yeah, and like sugar. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's not as offensive as the popcorn salad.
That thing looked disgusting.
That was terrible.
And it's not it's not a Midwest tradition. I'm sorry. No. None of us have heard it. We're from all different states.
Well, but guys, I got it. Okay, but on that stupid popcorn salad that Lex, this story.
Yeah.
I have received a consistent stream of messages from people of all ages that have made this their version and have said,
no,
don't knock it.
We reject that.
I haven't even finished my sentence.
Thumbs down. Yeah.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
They said, don't hate it till you try it. I don't know. I know I'm with you on this one.
This all sounds like hillbilly stuff to me.
Yeah.
Just whatever you have in your cabinet, throw in there.
Yeah.
Delivery robots and champagne. More food talk. It's Extra Loaded next.
I'm free and ready. So we can go.
I was putting those two together.
How's about saving all your time for me?
And it continues. No, thank you, Hank. We'll take it from here. More food talk. It's just we have so much. We just are fitting to explode here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Overflowing with Hank. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
I love that you tossed out fitting. We're fitting to bust.
Fitting to bust.
Yeah. Too much show.
I'm telling you, I'm a country boy. Well, at least my dad's side. Very Polish on the other side. let's go to, I want to hear about this champagne. I love the champs. What's going on with champagne sales?
Well, champagne sales are starting to bubble up again. People are getting vaccinated and they are freeing themselves up to clink glasses at weddings, bar mitzvahs, and other festive occasions. They're just celebrating. It's gone up 88% since last year, and they cannot keep up with the demand. Last year, the French conglomerate, which also owns fashion brands like Christian Dior and Givenchy, reported a 17% decline in champagne sales. So there's such a big demand that even like Jay-Z's champagne, all champagne out there, people are trying to order cases of it. Like this one place tried to order 50 cases and they only were allotted 3 cases. People are really getting excited that they can celebrate with each other now. Maybe they're just at home with friends popping bottles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen this. I've seen it anecdotally, and when I've gone to get some champs for the mimosas or whatever, I like a champ every so often.
They're in short supply, so
I do too, though.
Yeah.
Do you get a headache?
Champagne.
I get a headache. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, what I don't know what that is. There's a biological reason, and I don't know what it is.
It's chemistry. But are we solving for X?
I think it is. I think we're solving for X, but there is a reason. And the fact that all three of us, that's funny that we all three get headaches. I love it, but yes, I do pay for it. I can only have like maybe one glass.
All
and then
sweet
that's
liquor gives me a headache. That's why I can't have any brown liquor, really.
What the hell are you laughing at there, Kenner Mattel?
I know I'm in trouble when I wake up on the weekend and the roommate is already drinking mimosas and trying to force them on me. Come on! They're good for you. Come on!
They're good for you.
Switch to Bailey's and coffee later, but have this first.
Oh my gosh, how fun.
Yeah.
Bailey's and coffee.
Or Bloody Mary. Yum. Yeah. Both
See,
of those I can do.
Okay, I wish I liked Bloody Mary's.
Oh, I love
it. It's got your vodka in there.
It does. I know, Lex, but for whatever, you know what it is? I think it's because it's heavy. It's a little too heavy for me, and it's the acidity.
When you get a burger and a pickle and olive and
yeah,
shrimp. You know. On,
well, see, I like the accoutrements. I dig those, but I don't know, and I keep trying them every time we go out. I'm like, Kyle, let me try. Because Kyle loves them. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Oh, yeah, just I don't like it. But I'm getting better. Like there's been some. Like Smack Shack makes a good one. There's a place in St. Paul that makes a really good one. The Gnome. Formerly the Happy Gnome, uh-huh. Now just the Gnome.
Okay.
They make a good one. So
at Target Field, that one is amazing.
That's
the one
right.
When you go to a Twins game, it's $20 and it has like 20.
How much?
It's $20, but it has a meal on it. It has a burger. It has cheese and sausage links. It has, I'm not kidding you. It is a meal. And then they give you what Minnesota is great for, the bonus beer. We don't have that in Missouri.
Yeah.
The bonus beer, and it's a full can of beer. So for $20, you know, you can get lit up and have a meal.
Have a meal. You don't need to buy a hot dog. A burger.
So good. That's a good reminder.
One
stop shopping.
Get that, and then I'd have I know how to drink the beer, and I drink the Bloody Mary. It's like both. $10
get
each.
So you're so enthusiastic when the talk turns to alcohol.
Oh, I don't even drink anymore.
You don't even drink.
No, you're just reminiscing.
I don't think I ever went to my seat when my friend came to visit. We went to a Twins game, and we just sat in that little bar outside. It was sunny, and watched the game on the TV. And everybody was having those big Bloody Marys.
So good.
I'm basically the only one on the show now that takes back a good cocktail every now and then. Lex is a cheap date, as she says. So.
I drink. It's just it doesn't take much.
I know.
It's like, wow, okay, I feel great. After like four sips, you know.
Well, let's switch from alcohol. I have troubling food news as Hey Good Looking continues.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the one to tell you, but there might be a pork shortage this summer.
That's all, folks.
That's right.
Oh, right.
It's for Porky Pig. I just, you know... I knew that it said pork shortage, so I decided to pull that up.
That's all, folks.
Well, this stems from God, we're dumb. We are just the most ridiculous four people. Anyway, all kidding aside, no, you heard about these headlines. You knew this was going to come to fruition because it was the pandemic and all of those pork processing plants where
shut
the employee
down.
You shut down because employees, you know, one person got it and then 15 people got it and then the whole damn plant's gone.
Then so there were pigs, but no one to slaughter.
Right. And you could buy them for next to nothing. Like $200, you got yourself a big 1,000-pound pig, but then now what do? You drag it into the foyer and start butchering? Come on.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do that.
Wow. Yeah. You got a shop or a barn, don't you, Kenny? Come on now.
I do, but I mean, the rest of you don't even have a mud room. What are you going to do with that big pig?
Oh, yeah.
Pig,
no,
Jason?
No. I will.
I have no idea.
Start picking a bunch of veggies and dirt and eat that before I do that.
They're mean animals, I'm telling you. They are not friendly animals.
You
They're
can
mean.
Be killed. We watch Silence of the Lambs or whatever it was.
And plus the HBO series Deadwood. You know what they did with people after they passed?
No.
They tossed them into the pig pen.
What?
Yeah, and then they ate the whole carcass, even the bones,
Mr.
whatever.
Mr. Wu's pigs. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's a way to get rid of a body.
Yeah. You don't want to eat the bacon in Deadwood in the 1880s. Nope.
What if it's any of its around still in a freezer somewhere?
Goodness. I never watched that show, but I only heard of that kind of thing in the novel and the movie Hannibal.
Yeah,
remember that?
That's terrifying.
Terrifying, because those were the big the pigs with horns. The
boars.
The wild boars. They're hungry, girl. Hungry. That's right. So yeah, there's a pork shortage. So if your sausages for your summer cookout are more expensive, or you can't find them, that's why. And look, we're having fun, but I'm not actually joking about the headline.
Yeah, oh yeah, no. And bacon is also a comfort food. And right now with pandemic, you know, you're turning toward the sour cream and onion chips, toward pasta, toward all the bad deliciousness. Well, you know.
I'm already seeing it. I paid $20 for a bag of bacon bits a couple days ago.
Oh,
so
see?
It's, yeah. I mean, I just wanted some from a damn salad. It was $20.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding about that, but yeah. So, sorry. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but pork's going to be expensive this summer. Take it how you ever want to do it. And in the words of Porky Pig.
That's all,
Oh, we have fun, don't we? Hey, don't forget to follow us on social media. You can follow Dawn's baking goodness at Dawn at Dark, Alexa's crafting goodness on Lex in the Cities.
I'm losing sleep knitting socks right now, you guys. It's bad. It is so bad. I'm obsessed.
What? Why?
I'm knitting socks like a maniac woman, which I.
Why?
Well, I started a project. You know, I just want to see it.
No.
Just one more row. And it's like 11:30. One more row.
Oh,
Angel's
no.
looking at me like, you need to go to bed.
You need to go
we
to bed,
We have a
Lex.
Baby. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
And a broadcast. I mean, well, you got to sleep. I mean, you wake up at the butt crack of dawn for the show.
Absolutely. It's just, you know. It's just,
I know, girl.
He's walking now. And yeah,
oh,
you know.
No.
I'm walking
here.
Anyway.
Yeah,
I'm walking here.
Slash running. But anyway, yeah, you can see my knitting goodness. And there you go. Yeah.
Sorry,
I jumped
No. I'm
Instagram
glad you did.
Tease there. What's on your Instagram right now?
Okay. An adorable picture of Mr. You know, I have a French bulldog, Mr. Big. An adorable picture on my Instagram of Mr. Big's sister, Princess Grace.
Oh, yes.
You can see. I got to tell you, that damn dog is hysterical. Wild, like just the, like Mr. Big, as Dawn knows, moves maybe 2 feet a day.
Yeah, he gets his squirreliness out. He gets his squirreliness out and his fighting, which is play fighting with Dexter.
Yeah.
And then he
That's
doesn't.
It.
Then he's just cute and sleeps and farts.
Grace is like a Tasmanian devil in the cutest way. So you can see cute Frenchie, Princess Grace, to search for Jason Matheson on Instagram. 6:42, when we come back, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer is out. And as I say, even if you don't watch the show,
I gotta watch this in the break.
Lex. Holy crap.
Gosh. I'm watching this season.
Oh, there is so much to talk about. There's a new housewife, Erica's legal problems. There's a new Hilton on the it's gonna be epic. I'm not even being Jason. We'll talk about it all when we come back.
Welcome back.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything.
My town's been vibrating all day. I mean, the doorman, everybody's vibrating. It's just great.
Fantastic, Oprah. I'm glad to hear it.
Huh?
Everybody's vibrating, I guess, in Oprah's world. Everybody is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. We'll let Oprah explain a little bit later.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
Thank you, Oprah. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Okay. We have, first of all, at the top of seven, Colton Underwood. I almost feel like we should do that first because that's breaking.
I just read it.
So let's do
What's
that.
Happening?
Well, wait a minute. I'll just play the whole thing. This just happened moments ago on GMA.
Yes.
Colton Underwood, former Bachelor star, sat down with Robin Roberts. The clip speaks for itself. We're going to do this right now. I'll play this in its entirety.
Colton, thank you for this opportunity to sit down with you. Is there something that you want people to know? So can you tell us what you is on your heart that you want to share?
Yeah. Obviously, like, this year's been a lot for a lot of people. And it's probably made a lot of people look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are and what they've been running from or what they've been putting off in their lives. And for me, I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. I'm still nervous, but yeah, it's been a journey for sure.
Through the nerves, I can see the joy. I can see the relief.
I mean, I'm emotional, but I'm emotional in like such a good, happy, positive way. I'm like the happiest and healthiest I've ever been in my life, and that means the world to me. And yeah.
What was that moment like for you that gave you the courage to speak your truth as you are today?
I got into a place for me in my personal life that was dark and bad, and I can list a bunch of different things, but they'd all be excuses. But I think overall the reason why now is because I got to a place where I didn't think I was ever going to share this. I would have rather died than say I'm gay. And I think that was sort of my wake-up call.
Did you ever think about harming yourself?
Yeah. There was a moment in LA that I woke up and I didn't think I was going to wake up. I didn't have the intentions of waking up, and I did. And I think for me, that was like my wake-up call. I'm like, this is your life.
Colton Underwood on GMA moments ago to Robin Roberts revealing that he is gay. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's a former NFL player, so, you know, he was in a manly sport. And
on The Bachelor?
Yep.
I mean, and I think you called this, Jason. I just want to say that.
Yeah, and I'm you know, there's no dance. I'm not going to make a pithy or joking comment about it because, you know, I, as a gay man that came out, you know, this is a, I hate the word journey, but this is a process that everybody should do at their own time. Today, I choose to celebrate the fact that for the two reasons that Alexis and Dawn just mentioned, I am as confident as I am sitting here. I know that that man coming out and speaking his truth, there will be a young guy trapped in the same situation that will maybe feel a little bit safer to come out. And that's the honest to God truth. There is a, and I'm using stereotypes here, but Colton was kind of living a stereotype, so I feel it's all right. There is a football playing, jock looking, jock acting, girl dating guy in Mississippi right now, Arkansas, Indiana, Minnesota, that will watch Colton and the courage that he had, that might feel a little bit better about speaking their truth. And that is what I'm celebrating today with Colton. Yeah, it's a big deal.
I'm so nervous. Oh my gosh. Because people thought there were reports yesterday that said, you know, they teased that he's going to reveal something very personal. And everybody thought he was going to talk about the restraining order he had that Cassie, his ex-girlfriend from The Bachelor, put on him. You know, he was stalking her. He went to her parents' house. He was tracking her car. Remember that?
Yeah.
Whole business. It went on for a couple of years. You know, it was all in 2020 and 2019. And people thought he was going to talk about that. So this is a big shock.
Yeah. And then in a way, not. You know?
Yeah, right.
And,
makes sense.
And I want to be clear. I'm not excusing, because we're going to wait to hear what he has to say about that. But I will tell you sometimes, and I can speak to one of my lifelong friends, Jason Diener. You know, when you are so full of self-hatred, as Colton described there, it comes out sideways. It comes out, and again, I want to say this, I'm not even connecting this to what he did with that young lady, but I am saying that sometimes, you know, like Diener, instead of realizing his truth, he beat the hell out of me because I was like a mirror in his face.
Yeah.
I mean, he tormented me. And then it was only years later when we became best friends and he told me he was gay. He said the reason he beat me up and tormented me daily was because I was a reminder of his truth that he wasn't ready to face. So
that happens so often, James.
So often, right. Lex. So often.
Same thing happened to my brother in high school. The biggest bully of him came out. And actually, he admitted that he had a crush on my brother. And that's how it kind of came out. And he couldn't express it or anything. So, but yeah, I mean, he really tormented him. So you're right. Things come out. Not just that you're hiding something about your sexuality, but in lots of different ways. It's so relatable. And this is just an awesome step. And you're right. This just changes not only his life because he can live his truth.
Yes, absolutely.
But also be an example for others.
Yep. Very much so. So you can see that full clip on GMA on their Twitter account right now to search for Good Morning America. Hey, guys, original podcast. Yep, we have those two. 3 to 6's Book Club, Deep in the Shallow from Colleen and Bradley, and my podcast, Two Fairy Godfathers, all about doing Disney World as an adult. Find them on the My Talk app. We're going to take a break. The 7 o'clock hour with that Real Housewives discussion starts right after this.